You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with John Stewart, Managing Director at SEMA Operations. SEMA turns big brands' data into increased engagement and revenue. John, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good day, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you, and thanks for joining us. So, first of all, John, why is customer data so valuable to businesses?
Eric, it's because it's much easier to collect the information now. It gets businesses much closer to their customers. It enables them to anticipate their requirements. It helps them better meet their needs. And eventually it leads to greater loyalty and greater sales. And the future of pretty much every business now is their customer data.
Now, we hear a lot about the customer experience. How does this relate back to customer data?
Well, the customers are also understanding the data that you're collecting. And they expect from that a better customer experience. They expect you to know what it is they want. They expect you to know what they've bought before. They expect you to know why you engage with their company overall. So once you've collected the data, it's almost an obligation on the business to use it wisely, because your customers consider that information to be valuable and they expect a better customer experience as a result.
Tell us, what common problems do you find big brands facing in an effort to improve the customer experience along the way?
So the ease of collecting the data is causing the main problem. There is a huge amount of it that comes in the door. But typically, there's no one who really owns that data. There's no one whose responsibility it is to get true value from that data. And that data is often not connected up to what have been traditional workflows or traditional communication flows. So the information is sitting there. We can often do creative work around it. We can segment it and know what our customers think. But that last mile to actually use the data in communications in an intelligent and a repeatable way is often too big an ask for many of the larger companies, which is unusual. But we find on a day-to-day basis, it's a fact.
Today, we're joined by John Stewart, Managing Director at SEMA Operations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. John, customers are becoming increasingly sophisticated. How do brands keep up with all this?
The first thing is they've got to listen more. So with the data comes information, and they've got to find a way to get that information out, and they've got to listen to what their customers are saying. Secondly, they've got to personalize things more. You know about me. You know my account name. You know where I live. You know what I've bought. And I expect, therefore, that you will personalize your offerings more to me. You've got to react quicker. When I am in contact with you, when I ask for something, when I expect something to be delivered or returned, then we expect that to happen much more quickly, because you know me and I expect a better response than if I've just walked in off the street. And you know my needs. I expect you to meet those needs. If you don't, it's very, very easy for me to go elsewhere. So for the brands to keep up, they've got to be sophisticated in their use of the data. It's got to be seamless. It's got to be not intrusive, but it's got to work for them.
And what about the brands that aren't using their customer data intelligently? What is your prediction for them?
There's more brands around not using their data intelligently than you would realize. But I think what will happen is over time, those brands will be commoditized. They'll exist based on price and any special offerings at various times of the year. And it'll be hard for them to distinguish their products from other products in the marketplace. It's going to be hard work for them to keep and grow their customers. And it's going to be hard work for them to continue to sell down channels that, at this day and age, we don't really know what they'll be or how they'll work, because the traditional bricks and mortar, and then clicks and mortar, then clicks only, then back to bricks and mortar, these changes will continue into the foreseeable future. And brands that aren't able to use their data intelligently, aren't able to send their products down different channels, are going to struggle to exist into the future.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of what we have been speaking of today?
Eric, these technologies of today talk to you. And the real tip for people who collect their customer data is to listen to what is being said. You've got the data, you've used it intelligently, you've got a reaction from your customer, you have to listen to what's being said. You then have to intelligently adjust your offering so that the next offering you make is in tune with the customer's expectations. So the tip would be, listen to what the technologies and the data tell you when you interact with your customers on a regular basis.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you, and we really have appreciated your insight and advice on this topic. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about SEMA Online and how they can be in touch.
Well, we're an Australian-based company working Australia-wide, but with facilities on the east coast of Australia in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. Our website is www.semagroup.com.au.
Easy enough, John. Thanks for joining us from Sydney, Australia this morning, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
No worries, Eric. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with John Stewart, Managing Director at SEMA Operations, that turns big brands' data into increased engagement and revenue. And once again, the website of reference is semagroup.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.